This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9.
Cleary Brown here on Joy 94.9. That's a track off her latest album, Pool. That's called FUB, which we believe stands for Flowery
Underpants
Bosom.
It's Betty. Oh, guys, get it right. Like, I did brief you before this.
Cleary, welcome right. to Joy 94.9. The studio audience goes wild.
Oh, God.
This album, mate, listen to it all back-a-da-back-a. Love it.
Back at a backer. The only way. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Is that how do you want people to listen to the music? I know it's getting airplay, but I listen to it. I mean, unfortunately, on Spotify because I didn't have access to the album as yet. But
I'm down with Spotify.
You good with that?
Yeah, I think so. I think we embrace the nature of change in the industry, and that's like, hey, we've been streaming music for a while. So
do you know what Spotify, all those streaming music platforms, are good for? Is introducing you to something.
That's right.
If I love an album. Even if I've listened to it there, I'll buy it because I want to own that.
Yeah.
That track is great. It's not my favorite on the album. I prefer
okay,
Pool.
Then. What's yours? Cool.
You love that one.
That is my at the moment my favorite because it's sort of a bit, you know, stick it to the man. But Pool is title track. Love it to death.
Yep.
So thanks.
So this performance. Now you've got a performance. Are you calling it a pop up show at the Memo Music Hall on Friday the 7th?
I do.
And just one show only?
One show only.
That's all you need?
Yeah.
Get the kids in?
Yeah.
It's in St Kilda, so obviously you'll get the local crowd.
Yeah.
But you've got, I mean, you headlined the St Kilda Festival this year, so you're known and loved down that area. Most of the people here would know you from your work with the Bangin' Rackets.
Yeah.
What's happened there? You guys still gigging? What's going on?
No, I mean, I took a solo turn because we're all sort of going in different directions, and I was like so into, you know, carving out my own path and, you know, doing like some just really focusing on pop music.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I had a lot to say and we sort of all didn't have the same things to say. So I sort of went off and did my own thing. So that's how this album came about. That was sort of off the back of that.
Have you written the whole album?
Yeah. Well, there's some co-writes on there. So yep. I got the chance to work with some, you know, really gold star writers in LA.
I'm never going to get to say those words.
I know.
Words.
No.
I got to work with some co-writers in LA.
Yeah.
I mean, I love LA. I love that city.
I mean, you can say them, but you'd be lying.
Yeah, that's right. Well, one of us is lying and it's me.
Cleary can.
So you actually have written a lot of this in LA because there is that very much that vibe. And I got to say that I'm a graphic designer, but the graphics on your album cover are spectacular.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
That colour that you can only get in that city and that sort of flamenco pink and the beautiful and the extraordinary tan you seem to have in that image. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah,
the album looks beautiful and it sounds great. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
So how do you work on your craft when you're, like we talked before about writing in Roald Dahl, writing in specific hours. How do you approach it? Do you have different times of the day that you're writing?
Well, things just come up. I think like I've been really focusing in on writing a lot more lately. Like I'm really kind of honing that skill because I think there's so much sort of still to say. Like for me, I'm at the moment writing what I think is the best music I've ever written, you know what I mean, beyond Pool or Bangin' Rackets or anything I'd done in the past. And I think it's just about harvesting that moment. So like things can come in the middle of the night or things can come like first thing in the morning or, you know, whenever. And my phone is full of embarrassing little voice memos. Like, oh,
none of us want to die with our voice memos still on the phone.
No.
But yeah. I think
it's self.
Yeah, totally.
Erased and dead.
Yeah. Well, imagine you were like warbling some kind of, you know, half-assed melody into your phone while you're like turning left on Punt Road.
All right, okay.
Not that I touch my phone when I'm driving.
No.
But you can Hands-free. Yeah, hands-free.
Siri. Take a memo.
Take a memo.
I love the way that, sorry, weird segue, but I love the way that my drunk self, drunk Deanne, knows how to activate voice memo and record something and save it as a name.
And text it to all your friends.
But does not know how to pour a hot water bottle.
That's right.
Back to Clary Brown. If you have just joined us on Joy 94.9, you're with Dana and Mason, but really it's Alicia sometimes. And we're speaking with Clary Brown, local singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
But soon to leave us, I'm sure, because I don't think we're not going to keep you, are we? Where are you headed? What's the plan? Back
well,
to LA?
Yeah. I mean, that was my plan to head back there. And I just feel like it's such a good working environment there for me and as a pop artist as well, because there's so much of that going on. And, you know, I think that's probably the speed of where things are at for me. But at the moment I'm here and I'm just writing a lot, writing material for next record. And I've got a couple of shows to do and then I'll probably head back over to the States at the end
of
the year.
Have you toured in the States yet?
Yeah, I have. I haven't as a solo artist, so that'll be cool.
Would you just sell songs or are you specifically wanting to write and perform your own stuff? Because you can't write all of it, can she?
No, it's interesting that you ask that because I've been working on stuff for other artists and pitching to, you know, different producers and artists for them to release either with me as a feature or not.
Yep.
I think if you just, once you get into the writing zone, it's just like, right. Oh, hold on, this song doesn't really suit me or, you know, once you can roll that out, you sort of like have a big catalogue to choose from. If you want to use a song, it's yours.
And do the lyrics come more naturally to you than the music? Or is it just organic? It all happens together.
Most of the time for me, the lyrics will come after the melody. Like just sort of like write a melody, and that melody and the sounds of it will inform what the words are, or it'll sort of like it'll have a feeling that kind of reminds me of a concept. And
so isn't that funny? Because Alicia sometimes is a poet. That's what she does for a living.
Oh, sweet.
And I always imagine that it's people that, you know, you write these words and you think, and then you start to come up with a song and music around that. But no, you just get a riff and you go, that's
I mean,
mine.
I think everybody has a different way. Like, I know that I was listening to a Sia interview lately and she was talking about how she might come up with a strong word or like, you know, chandelier was written like that. And I think that's a kind of a cool, sometimes I'll just have, you know, a little slice, a few words. You might know what I'm talking about as a poet, you know, like I'll just have a few words that I think are pretty or that are cool or conjure some cool imagery or whatever.
But it's however you do your art, you know, if it works for you, that's awesome.
Have you ever ventured into music at all?
Yeah,
Alicia?
I used to play in surf bands.
Really?
But I would do what you do, the melody first, always.
Yeah.
But even with my hat as a writer, I do different things. So it's just depending on the medium. But I'm wondering when you're turning left on Punt Road and after you've Siri'd your melody perhaps, who do you put on, what pop icon or who do you sort of listen to just to really relax, fill with joy?
Okay. Well, let me think. There's a few I'm listening to at the moment. I love Ariana Grande. I love Sia, obviously. I'm listening to SZA at the moment, which I'm really into. The Halsey record is really cool. So, I mean, supreme kind of pop music, Lady Gaga, stuff that's like unabashedly in-your-face pop.
Yeah.
That's my vibes. And then Drake. Like, I'm a huge Drake fan. So I sort of feel like he's kind of my spirit animal in a way.
And do you listen to albums in the whole or do you listen to albums in their entirety to get – because, you know, artists that some will sit here and say my music has to be absorbed and appreciated as I've prepared it, which is these 12 tracks in this order.
Well, sometimes. I mean, there's some really good albums came out, I think, last year and even this year some great albums have come out. So maybe we're returning to that.
I think so.
For a while it was just like, oh, singles and, you know –
Why is your single off that?
Yeah.
The first one?
Well, Vanity Fair was the single.
Right, okay.
Which is a booty anthem. Right. I don't know if you heard that one.
No,
I haven't heard it. What is a booty anthem?
It's about bottom.
Oh.
Yes.
Just about bottom.
Ass. Yeah, it's just kind of celebrating, you know, female form and...
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay,
feminist booty anthem.
Yeah, we've got another couple of years of the ass thing and then we're going back to tits.
Yeah, I just thought, can we just do one more ass song?
Yeah, perfect.
Like, does the world need one more?
Yeah.
And it's good to be celebratory and not shaming anyone.
You were going with celebrate then, and I was just
No,
like,
it's good to be celebrate.
Where are you going with this?
No, not that good. Sorry, is it? No, it's not.
Yeah. We've got time for one more song. Look, let me just reinforce the fact that Clary Brown's showing herself in her tunes
and her art
is on a Friday the 7th of July at beautiful downtown Memo Music Hall in St Kilda. The best way to get tickets is through their website, memomusichall.com.au. Very reasonably priced. It's going to be a great show. It's a pop-up show once only. Will you just be performing this album or you got broader things going on? Is this a showcase of the Pool album?
I mean, the record, I mean, yeah, it's all songs from the record. I've been working on a few new ones, so one might be ready to show its head. We'll see.
Yeah,
I guess that's the best way to test music, isn't it, with an audience?
Yeah. I like to play things live before.
Yeah. I think it's great that places like Memo Music Hall still exist in Melbourne because there's so many pubs that are shutting down and live music's, you know, I mean, it's not as bad here as it is in Sydney, but everything's just collapsing.
No.
I reckon you've got to get out and see live music. That's my aim for this year, absolutely.
Yeah.
More live music. I will be there. Absolutely, for sure.
And you should too.
Alicia, sometimes maybe that can be our date.
Yes, that's right.
We've got six dates lined up.
Let's put them in a barrel and pull one out.
Righty.
The concepts.
Like a key party.
Yes.
But with dates with Alicia sometimes. Clary Brown, thanks so much for dropping
Thank
in to see
you
us.
Thanks
so
for
much.
Having me.
Will you come back and see us before you're jetted off to LA
yes,
to be a superstar
course.
And yep. never think of us again?
Yep. I'll always think of you at Joy.
Download the Joy 94.9 smartphone app today. See joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.